I heard Yvonne scream. The sound was deep from a voice box that wasn't used to crying out. An electric arc connected Yvonne and the pole like two strings on a puppet. Then the strings disappeared and I saw Yvonne in a heap on the ground. Then I smelled Yvonne. He wasn't the same mix of sweat and ciggy smoke he had been on the drive down. No, this time he smelt like a copper dish full of meat that you weren't meant to put in the microwave.